This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you,
are you still ordering food online as much now that most outlets are open? Of course, a poll happening on Twitter and Instagram. The poll options are yes for safety, yes for convenience, no dining out more, and others. We'll get to the results at the end of the show.
Yes, we will. But for now, we've got a really interesting story about how Google's entire web presence in Argentina was last week briefly redirected to the website of a 30-year-old designer who bought the company's domain name for just £2.
Okay, I'll call him the hero. The hero, Nicholas Corona, resident of Buenos Aires, says he noticed that the company's services were down when he began receiving messages from friends on WhatsApp. But rather than doing what many would have and shrugging before returning to work or taking the outage as a sign to have a tea break, he headed to the Argentinian domain name registry, NIC Argentina, to see if he could work out the cause. There, he says, a search for Google's URL, google.com.ar, revealed the domain name is available for the low price of 270 pesos or about 11 ringgit 50 cent.
11 ringgit 50 cent. Yes. Mm. So he said the domain name expired and he was able to buy it legally. And this is what he tweeted that evening, you know, as other Argentine web users began to spot his name on the new records. And he said that I have purchased the invoice, so I am calm. And then he went on to say that when the purchase process was completed and my data appeared, I knew that something was going to happen. I was really anxious. And this is what he told the BBC. I could not believe what had just happened. I want to make it clear that I never had any bad intentions. I just tried to buy it and the NIC allowed me to. Mm. So domain squatting, which is the practice of buying up domain names for no reason other than to their desirability to others. People want it and so you buy it. It's a fairly common practice and many countries have put in place policies to ensure that the rightful owner of the domain name can claim it for free. But the Argentinian case is unusual since Google's domain name shouldn't have been up for sale at all, right?
I know.
Its license was not due to expire until July this year. So how this happened?
Right. And so I'm just thinking, so it wasn't due to expire and someone was probably sleeping the job. I don't know. So even so, Corona hasn't been able to keep the domain name he briefly held. It was transferred back to Google's control shortly after it registered it with no refund of the 270 peso fee. Moral of the story, if you're a small business, even a large one, be aware when your domain and ownership expires. You never know, someone could sweep in and buy it for a peso or two.
Yes, yes. Mm. But the poor guy didn't get his 270 pesos
yeah,
back.
I think he should.
Nicholas Corona, also his name. Interesting. Well, I guess, you know, we just wanted to end the show on a lighter note and tell you that anything's possible. You could buy the Google domain name for Malaysia as well, you know, if you check in here and there.
Yeah, and then, you know, you just be careful, right? I mean, if you've got a domain name, you don't want to be sold or whatever, your domain squatters, are there.
Domain squatting, that's what it's called. Yeah, yeah. Don't fall victim to that. Mm. Of course, we have to wrap up our main story of the day with our question, are you still ordering food online as much now that most outlets are open? Frida, let's do the poll.
The final tally is yes for convenience at 45.4%, yes for safety, 24.5%, no dining out more at 21%. 0.5% and others at 8%.
Over on Instagram, 49% say yes, they are still ordering food online as much. 51% say no. Any messages for us to get to?
No more.
Oh, we've done all of them. All right. Well, thank you so much for chiming in on the conversation. That, of course, was our top story today about how many still prefer deliveries rather than eating out. We then, of course, moved on to that story about live audio.
Yes.
And how it could be
Spotify.
Yes. Yes, and how Spotify's CEO has said that it could be the next stories. And we capped off with that story.
On Google in Argentina, Nicholas Corona for 11 ringgit 50 cent. He bought Google's domain.
Now, if you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website, bfm.my. It should be up within the hour. You can also find our podcast on the BFM app, available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. We'll be back on Monday for more Enterprise Biz Bites.
Right.
Yes.
And in an era where misinformation and hate speech can go viral with the click of a button, independent, professional and responsible media is the best defense. Why am I telling you this? Join us on Monday, 3rd May, as BFM marks the World Press Freedom Day. We're programs highlighting the importance of defending media freedom and space for public discourse.
Yes, so join us on Monday, the 3rd of May. All day, we'll be having special programming on World Press Freedom Day. But for now, it's time for us to wrap up and get out of the studio. On behalf of Frida Liu and myself, Audrey Raj, have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back again on Monday. Till then, thank you for listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.